First Choice Deli, 1714 County Road 1, Dunedin, Florida.
Come see us for delicious homemade rotisserie chicken. It's $4.99 for half a chicken, and it's grandma's secret recipe passed down from generation to generation. We also have made-to-order subs and sandwiches. Very delicious. Come see us at First Choice Deli, Dunedin, Florida. That's 1714 County Road 1.
Mr. Brian Cash Klein.
Another one in the books. We got First Choice. We did the commercial for him. And that's what I'm talking about, someone going beyond the call of duty, right? Like when you work, when you have a team, right? Like, and you have this team that you work with, right? And then you ask them, like, I call Tom up, right? And I said, First Choice Deli, right? And then he turns around. I didn't ask him to play the commercial that you did, remember?
Right, yes.
So we run the commercial, and then they're also supplied us with Southern Style crispy fried chicken with the fixings for the show today. So it's
yummy.
Out there. But the point is that that's what I'm talking about, right? Effort, right? You are not paid, right? Like people that have passion... Passion don't matter, right? Passion don't matter. What matters is you can have all the passion in the world, but if you don't work and have effort, that is the key, right? To put the effort in and work.
Absolutely.
Right? The guy that knocks on more doors, if you're a salesman, right? The guy that knocks on more doors is the guy that's going to make more deals.
Brian, it's a numbers game, but you know what? Numbers didn't check with us when they made the rules, right?
That's it. Yes, so I got it. You're not in there? How about now?
Yep.
There you go. So anyhow, First Choice Food and Deli, newly remodeled deli, and he's got the best fried chicken that grandma made. And we're going to play, the first song is going to be Thriller, Tom, and we're doing a Michael Jackson thing. Today, hits of Michael Jackson. And we're going to do more music, right, hoping to catch people.
Yeah, Michael Jackson had 13 number one hits in his solo career.
Really?
Yep. The first one was actually from a movie called Ben.
No, I'm not in.
Yeah, free. That's right. Remember?
Uh-huh. It was his very first solo hit. It was number four, but it's actually, he had 13 that hit number one. And, of course, the album Thriller is one of the best of all time, including the long video, kind of set the precedence for storytelling videos, kind of.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And I know Michael Jackson also was the first one on MTV. First black entertainer.
Uh-huh. Right. And, of course, he collaborated with Eddie Van Halen for Beat It. Had the great guitar solo for Beat It.
Right. See that? You know all that stuff. That's
yep.
good. So let's play Thriller from Michael Jackson. Sponsored by First Choice Deli. And then we're also going to do something for O'Keefe's. You're familiar with them in Fort Harrison? Here we go.
We'll get up. Not the beer people.
No.
All right. Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Something evil. across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. From every tomb are closing to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver. For no mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Say a little Vincent Price at the end.
Okay.
Wow, that's Thriller. Michael Jackson, a little Vincent Price at the end there with his laugh. What do you think?
Yeah, that was the number one selling album, I think, of all time. Is that true? Or did someone beat Thriller?
Not sure about that. I'll have
Can
to
you look into that? Was Thriller was number one of all time?
Had so many hits on Thriller.
Right. And then...
And the dancing was amazing. He always has the best choreography. Even as zombies, they were fabulous dancers.
See, you see all that. See?
I do.
That's right. The video.
Even the commercials have a depiction for those. Are they doing a, what's it called, a dance fight? You've seen that commercial with Pepsi or Coke?
Oh, yeah, dance off.
Oh, the Taco Bell, yeah. The Taco Bell. Are they having a dance fight?
So I would like to thank the newly remodeled deli at First Choice Food and Deli, Ali. He has beer, wine, deli, cigs, lotto, and now he makes the fried chicken to order sometimes. But like ours, if you want to know, when we ate it, it was piping hot. So when I picked it up at 2:30, he just took it out of the thing and then sealed it, where when you pick the chicken up, you know, fresh chicken is when you can't even pick it up. It's so hot.
Mm-hmm.
So this is right there. It's at County Road 1 in Dunedin, 1741 County Road 1. And it's just, if you know where Salon is on County Road 1, it's up a little bit in, right there, a little south of that, 1714 County Road 1, Dunedin. First Choice Food and Deli. So just want to thank them for the chicken. And, of course, Frank's all the time. Frank just takes care of us, the pizza and sandwiches and stuff such as that. So did you want to talk real quick about your new? We have a radio show, a new one at the station.
It's called Eat, Shop, and Play, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. with Heaven and Polly. And I'm Polly, of course. So we interview local business owners and promote good places to play and shop and eat, of course. So give us a shout out if you'd like to be on the show and promote your business. I do a commercial for you, too, and I set it to photos, and you can put it on your Facebook page and your other social media. So that helps hopefully bring you in some business. It's a tricky time right now, so we need all the help we can get. So we have a guest in the house. Hi. Introduce yourself.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention. I'm Matthew.
Yeah, and I noticed in other shows what they do is they introduce everybody first. Like, I got Maurice in the house from Solar. We got Matthew in the house from Helping Elderly People. And you know, I should know the name of the company. And then we got Paulie in the house. In other words, we're supposed to do that. If you ever watch any show, they do that. But this one. I didn't introduce the who's here. And then we have your the front.
We break the rules here.
Yeah.
We break the rules.
Rules are meant to be broken.
And
see?
I put him on the spot. I'm like tricking him over there.
I
always
didn't know
with you,
were...
you, home care.
I'm looking at Maurice thinking he doesn't have a microphone.
That's it. Maurice says, yeah, that's the best way we like him, too. The show goes up since we stopped doing that.
My voice reaches.
Yes. So tell us, did you want to have your guy come in?
Yeah, Mike should be on his way.
Okay, but he's right there, that gentleman. Is that Mike?
Yes, that's Mike.
Tell Mike if he'd like to come in. Oh, let him eat first. Okay, let him eat. He's eating Southern Fried Chicken from First Choice Deli.
Now, that was a good plug, wasn't it?
Yeah, that worked out good. Finger licking good.
Just like last week, Dunedin Refrigeration, huh?
Yeah, and that was great with that
Steve
was. Is he coming, Steve?
No, only Mike's taking his place today.
Okay, so he does the credit card stuff? Okay,
yes.
Good. So he's is Mike Steve the boss or is Mike the boss?
They're partners.
Partners,
they're
good.
They're equal partners.
Well, very good. All right, so then, no health care? Not today?
We can mix it in.
Mix it in?
We can mix it in. Rules are meant to be broken, Brian. It's your show.
You know what the
When I make my show, then I can make my own rules, right?
What is the first rule?
There are no rules.
That's it.
That's right.
That's it. So let's play another song of Michael Jackson. Well, which one? Black or White?
How about Smooth Criminal? Wouldn't that be apropos for the...
Yeah.
Smooth Criminal?
Okay, we're going to do Black or White first and then Smooth Criminal. Is that a song?
I think that's apropos, right?
That's it.
For what's going on today, shenanigans?
That's it. Unbelievable.
Smooth Criminal, Black or White. I've been playing it at the beginning of my show, and I have a good reason.
Really? Did you know that she had Smooth Criminal? Do you see? You got to get closer to the mic. But
no,
what is
I didn't
the
know that.
Wow, so what is the odds of him picking that particular song?
I was meant to be here, and so was she.
Wow, you guys are connected, like on the same way. I'm like tuning into a radio. You guys are tuned in together.
Just like last week, Steve was meant to be here with the Dunedin Refrigeration. You had no clue. It wasn't even scripted, right?
No, but if you tell that to people, they might not believe you.
Well, what do you got in front of you today, Brian? No paper.
No paper. There you go. I was going to do a commercial. We're doing the O'Keefe's. It's a really, you can eat, drink, and everything is made fresh. It's more of an Irish type deal. O'Keefe's, of course, the name. And they've been there since 1961. I used to do business with his dad, right? So it just shows you how long I've been doing this for 40 years. And it's kind of like, he was a real neat cat, O'Keefe's there. Garth is a chip off the old block, because you talk to anybody that does business with O'Keefe's, they'll tell you, they're the gold standard in the industry of being reputable, putting out fresh food, and just doing a great job. You know, I went to a Christmas party there, and it was just, everything was top of the line. You knew you were at someone that cared, and the chefs were coming out dressed as chefs. So O'Keefe's is a great place to go eat, and they're right there on Fort Harrison, 1219 South Fort Harrison Avenue in Clearwater, and they're open 7 days. I don't know what the new hours might be because of what's going on. I assume they're open 7 days, but I'm not sure. I noticed a lot of the restaurants have been changing their hours and stuff like that. But O'Keefe's is a great place to go if you want quality food, fresh, with a great reputation. You can't stay in business since 1961, right, and not do a great job. There is something there. Anyhow, let's go. What song are we going with Michael Jackson?
Black and White.
Black and White.
Black or White.
Black or White.
Wasting your time with this garbage. Now go to bed!
Okay.
Just booked the last half. Been rebounded. Count 3-2. He's been batting it at 600 average all season. John Lester, the runner, gets the single.
Eat this. I'm afraid your father's going to be very upset when he gets back.
We'll be right back. Being a color.
First Choice Deli, 1714 County Road 1, Dunedin, Florida.
Come see us for delicious homemade rotisserie chicken. It's $4.99 for half a chicken, and it's grandma's secret recipe passed down from generation to generation. We also have made-to-order subs and sandwiches. Very delicious. Come see us at First Choice Deli, Dunedin, Florida. That's 1714 County Road 1.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yo.
Want to grab a pizza or something?
What, are you kidding me? Of course, but it's got to be from Frank.
Of course, Frank's Pizza over on Virginia Street in Dunedin.
Yes, I'm very familiar with them and the daily specials. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Meatball, sausage, chicken parm sandwiches.
How much?
$5. Spaghetti and stuffed shells.
How much?
$5. Salads and chicken wraps. Offer.
How much?
What's the matter with you? You got a hearing problem? That's what I said.
$5.
And Frank's Pizza and Restaurant has delicious dinners, too. So what are we waiting for? Let's go to Frank.
Frank's Pizza and Restaurant, 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin, or call 727-216-6963.
Or check us out online at frankspizzapies.com.
Our Italian restaurant.
We're back. We have Matthew and Maurice in the house. Say hello, guys.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
So, Matthew, tell us a little bit about Always With You Home Care.
So, it's a companion slash homemaker. So, if people have issues with their elderly parents, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, we work with all that. We can help you. There's no medicinal practicing within. It's just to keep an eye on them, do some meal prep or stuff like that, companion basically, either in a comfort of your own home per se or in a facility.
That sounds amazing. It's really a necessary, I hate to say thing, but it is very necessary. It seems like you'd have some really good business down here, good opportunities. Yeah.
Yeah, we do. We're trying. And one of my clients happens to state that one of the employees who takes care of his wife right now, he says, oh, she's a sweetheart. So just to give you some idea, they really have compassion to do that business. It takes a special breed, and they really, really are compassionate about the people they take care of.
Amazing stuff. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to find good people, or it has been, you know, my experience, to take care of your parents, or that you trust to take care of your parents. So it's great to have you around to, you know, facilitate a business like this. That's amazing.
Absolutely. I think I agree with that. I don't really think a lot of people go on Google. It's not a thing you do to Google search, right? You go on a trip, you open up, hey, flea market, what have you. But I don't think personally you're going to leave your parents to a Google search. Hey, ABC Incorporated, can you handle my mother? She's got part. Yeah, sure.
I don't think so, no.
No, I think it's more of a referral, because I'm going to say, hey, when your uncle was sick, who did you use?
Right. Yeah, not Acme Pet Sitting, you know. And you're not going to go on Craigslist for any type of service.
Absolutely
like that.
Not.
So,
absolutely not.
And, word of mouth.
Right, and all of our people are background checked anyway, level 2.
Let him sit here.
Okay.
All right. But don't go. We're going to end the show with you. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to turn it over. And anyway, tune into my show on Saturday, 11 to 12, Eat, Shop, and Play.
And we're going to talk about it at the end of the show, too. So stick around.
Okay.
Again, take that there. And then, yeah. Or actually, you can help out with the interview, because you know what to ask the questions, because you're connected with...
with Mike?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I don't know.
I don't want to deprive Maurice. It's not fair. No, it's who's though.
Yeah, I was supposed to have someone come in that fixes credit, too. I thought that would have been appropriate, but I don't see them here.
Someone that can come in and talk about credit.
Yeah.
Someone for that.
Not
you
now,
do,
but
I do.
Put it on. Yeah, okay. And I would like to do that. I'd like to do a show with you here, right, and the person that does the credit.
Okay.
And, like, let's just do a whole show on, well, the theme, with some music, of course, because I think the music's important. And, like, people's credit, right?
Yeah.
Especially with this pandemic and stuff, when people were put out of work. That just shows you, were you prepared credit-wise to, like, you know, we've helped out a few people. We've been giving out masks and stuff, and well, you can just give so much, right, with the food and stuff. I mean, there were basic things that at some people, there were lines for that food, right? But if you had credit, right, you could have got through. That's why it says you build credit for a rainy day. So anyhow, I think that's important. And then the credit cards that you deal with, you're the credit card guru, right? So we're using your services, I think, for our website.
That's correct.
Right. And then what I was thinking, too, is this, is that you see all the business owners I deal with. I say forget about the coupon book. Let's just, you're going to say, oh, my God, did he just say that? I'm placing an ad with him, giving him money. I think me and you, besides that, if me, we're on the air.
Perfect.
Okay. I just say it the way it is. I talk from my heart.
Perfect.
And then sometimes that'll get me in trouble because my impulsiveness. But I'm just talking from the heart for me and you, like as a business deal, is networking with all my clients.
Right.
Right? All the people I know. You know, you've been doing business in one town for 40 years. You know a lot of business owners.
Right.
Right? Like Maurice, you're an example. If you want to take credit cards and stuff like that ever, you would want to know, right? Do you take credit cards for what you do, or do you go through the company for that?
Oh, yeah. No, I've taken credit cards with more than one of my businesses. You know, the one thing that I like is to find something that is actually usable on the phone. And I'm sure you have something like that, right? And that's very convenient because anywhere, you know, you could do that.
Right. Yeah. So that's the thing, too. You know, the guy with Square, he was on 60 Minutes. Do you know who I'm talking about? So anyhow, you know how, at least in the story, I listened to it. On 60 Minutes, what happened was he wanted to buy a painting from his friend, but his friend said to him, oh, I have no way of you paying for it with the credit card. He said, really? Yeah, because he was in a flea market. So he was thinking, how can I set something up for a flea market, people that don't have established businesses, how can I set it up to where they can plug something into their cell phone and get it? So then he said, I put my team on it, right? And this is, he was successful in something else too, by the way, ironically. So he's hit 2 home runs. And I forget what the other thing was, do you know?
Do not know off the top of my head, but...
He had 2 home runs, you know what I'm saying? He sold something for billions of dollars and then came up with Square, and then that's billions of dollars. So he has 2 different projects this guy did. So it was kind of a neat little interview. He saw a need, and he started Square. And you guys in the credit card industry, that could be an interesting story, you know? So now, I think we take Square.
He's also the CEO of Twitter.
Twitter. That's it. Is that amazing?
And they take credit cards too, Mike.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's controversy with that too, I guess, too. Like with the big social media companies, who they can take off. Because one thing on Facebook, there was these two pandemic doctors, right? Doctors in the virus industry put something. They had 5 million. Did you hear about this? They had 5 million hits in 2 days. So they're dressed up as doctors. They're virus doctors. And they were saying that this thing is blown out of proportion, right? And they had 5 million hits. And they said, you know, they explained what the virus was and all that. And he said, it's bad, but it's not as bad as, like, they're telling you. You do not need to shut down So that was the word. You don't need to shut down. So they were contrary, but yet they were two doctors. So they have a different opinion. Doesn't mean you have to agree with it, but they had credibility being two virus doctors, right? And I'm just going to say, for me, I mean, maybe more would have died, but 91 people in all of Pinellas County died. That's a lot of people. One person's too many.
Exactly.
I got to be careful there. But do you know that more people died in car accidents in Pinellas County than they did in heart attacks than they did from the coronavirus?
Wouldn't be surprising.
Right. So this thing, what he was saying was that, hey, look, guys, we're doctors, and I'm telling you this. It's not transported, like, from touch. Well, what did they just come out with, the World Health Organization? That it's not transferred through touch. Right? So everything they say, remember when you were wiping down all your stuff and all that? You can't get it that way. At least that's what they're saying now. Then they told you to wear masks. Don't wear masks. So who knows who's right, right? So I look at it this way with those social medias, because you said Twitter. It is kind of scary that if you go against what they're telling you, is that really a harm to take two virus doctors saying, like, this is being blown out of proportion and take it down? Do you think that was right for Facebook to do that?
I do not.
Okay, so I'm just curious, because then I can get people, you know, when you get into this part, right, it's dangerous. What do they say? Don't talk politics
religion.
That's it. So let me tell you about God, okay?
No, I'm kidding. Let's just talk about payments. Talk about credit card processing.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. Can you buy your way into heaven, right? But no, that's a joke, by the way. No, but you should give and ask no reward. And I try to explain that to my kids, or love with no price tag. So that is true. So let's talk about credit card payments. Let's go back to what we were supposed to do.
Well, credit cards in today's time and day have changed dramatically. And you just brought up Square, right? Square is easy. But what folks don't understand is the ease of use that Square provides, they actually are overpriced. Because we can provide the same thing Square can do. We can plug you into your cell phone, and you're good to go to take payments. Square charges 2.75 rate, and then 25 cents a transaction for in person. And then if you key in to a Square app, it's 3.51% and 25 cents a transaction. What business owners don't understand, and we come in as their consultants. We come in and we educate them so that when other people come in and they try to say, hey, we can do this for you, we can do that, they're educated. So it's not just us coming in and getting the merchant business. We want to come in and educate that merchant on credit card processing. If you take a debit card, for instance, I hand you a debit card, I'm going to pay for my chicken today, right? And
where's that chicken you're buying it from?
I don't know.
First Choice Deli.
There you go, First Choice Deli. Very good
Southern
chicken, by the way.
Southern style.
So if you use a debit card, Visa and MasterCard charge 80 basis points or 80 cents for every $100. Square charges $2.75 or 275 basis points. So the difference between the 80...
300%.
The difference between the 80 and the 275 is their spread revenue. That's what they put in their pocket. We don't do that. We come in and we give our customers and our merchants a very, very fair rate. So we take the interchange rates and we mark them up a little bit so that we give you smaller basis points than the spread revenue of 300%, right? We end up saving customers anywhere between 50 to 80% off of their current credit card processing fees. And you go into these merchants and they said, like for instance, Mauricio, he'll be like, listen, I've been dealing with credit cards my whole life. I've owned 5 businesses, I got the best rates. That's what we hear all the time. But then when we do convince those merchants to give us their statements,
They don't have the best rates. There's a lot of shady things that go on in the merchant service base that merchants are unaware
of. Or signed into a contract, too. You have to buy your way out of the contract.
We end up saving them so much money
that you can buy the contract out.
We get them out of the contracts.
Right, and that's the thing. What do they say to you? That could be an objection. I'm in a contract.
So what's your cancellation fee? $275. Well, right. Let us get your statements. Let us do you a cost comparison. And we'll see where we're at.
And if you don't pay that fee, right, it hurts the business owner's credit.
That's correct.
Like I had one friend of mine, he said, I'm not going to pay that fee. But then in the end, they get you. It's not about who's right or wrong. It's you get stuck with bad credit. So you have to pay that credit, buyout.
If you actually have large volumes that you're processing and you owe on a merchant processing statement and you cancel and you say, I'm not paying the fees, you can be put on the match list. And the match list is like the bad credit list for the credit card processing industry, and you won't be able to get another merchant account anywhere else.
Can you get that with checks too? Like someone put you on a bad thing with checks?
There are databases, but each check provider will have the database for that.
You want to hear something? 40 years right now, and I've been dealing with the same printer for 40 years. Right? Think about that. And then what that means is what? If you're dealing with someone for 40 years, what does that mean?
You got a good relationship.
And you're paying them, right? And I try to explain that to people. If you, I say these five words to my kids. Do good, that means pay your bills, right? And trust God. I know the God thing, but I'll always ask them, what are the five words you have to, and they'll say it back to me. Do good and trust God. Because credit is so important. Too, on the other end, you take the credit, right? You can teach people how to use credit. It's just the way it goes, and especially with this coronavirus. Do you think it's going to come to some point where that's the only way to buy merchandise? But now they found out that that's not true, actually. The transfer, actually, believe it or not, that's true. So that was all a myth. That was all a lie.
Mike, don't most people use credit today because there's a record of it and you can dispute stuff as opposed to cash? Yes, absolutely.
And I don't know, you might not be the right person to ask this. Should we pay all our bills with our credit card so it establishes credit?
Depends if you want to get your points.
Right. What does that mean, get points?
So if I have an American Express rewards card and I get, or a Marriott rewards card and I get points, I'm going to pay all my bills. I'll pay my mortgage and everything. Then I take my cash at the end of the month and I pay off my...
Do I get points with Capital One?
If you have a rewards card.
I do.
And since we're talking about those types of cards, each one of those rewards cards are higher interchange rates and fees to the merchants.
Why?
Because they have to pay those folks.
Right. We always look at it from our point of view, but look at it from the consumer's point of view, too. The consumer doesn't pay it. Is that why, like, when you use your credit card at a gas station, they'll say cash this price, credit this price? So to cover the fee.
That's correct. So there is a program that we have that has been rolled out by the card brands, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, and it allows surcharging. And, you know, maybe a year ago, surcharging really wasn't that popular because a lot of consumers are like, I would go into a car dealership and I go get an oil change and it's $30, right? If it's $30 for my oil change, I have to pay 90. Me as the consumer would have to pay 90 cents. Now, because of this coronavirus, and just recently, the surcharging has picked up not only from the merchant perspective being more interested in not worrying about customers leaving them because they have to pay that surcharge. Customers are buying into it now and knowing that these are small businesses and they're all looking to help a small business. So if you have 100 people paying an extra 30 cents, 90 cents, $1.50, it is definitely helping that merchant at the end of the month so they don't get that $2,000 bill.
Sure, that's fantastic. John Paul Getty was famous for saying he would rather, his famous quote, everybody has a famous quote, right? Martin Luther King has his quote. John F. Kennedy, ask not what you can do for your country, but no, ask not what the country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And John Paul's Getty's was, I'd rather have 100 people give me 1%. And I never understood that. Like, I didn't know if I agreed with it. But if you have 100 people giving you 1%, then one person giving you 100%.
Right.
In the end, you'll make more money. You know who John Paul Getty was?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, some people, yeah. What do you think of that quote?
I think it's dead on.
It's dead on, right?
Dead on.
Right. So you, this what with what you're saying is, make a little bit less, but make it in volume.
Right. Well, I'll give you an example. We have an auto dealership. Well, let me tell the audience, our company, we're a small boutique from a processing perspective, but from a delivery perspective, we're an MSP. We're a merchant service provider. We represent the card brands. So we don't represent the processors. We're not an independent sales organization. We're an MSP, a merchant service provider. So we have this little gold star that we stamp on our chest and says, hey, these guys, it's like when you go to a police investigation and the police are there and then the FBI shows up. Well, you got to give everything over to the FBI. That's kind of like we are when we come into the merchant space, right? And so from a perspective of cost savings from a merchant's perspective, we have an auto dealership and one of our clients is Chrysler, right? So we have the 2,600 dealerships across the US. Steve, my partner, is flying up next week. We sold a Chrysler dealership, three locations, and we saved them $1 million over the next 3 years in their credit card processing rates and fees. And they're doing our surcharge program.
Do you get a kickback at it every month? Is that allowed, a question to ask?
We don't get kickbacks. We get paid for...
Do you just get paid up front, or is it a percentage every month?
We get a percentage each month.
That's good.
But our percentage that we get is much...
Do people ask you that question?
I'm just like the gentleman you spoke about. We would rather have 100 merchants, 1,000 merchants getting the 1% versus 10 merchants and ripping them off for 50%.
Do you know I have Johnny Carson's old tapes? And you can order them, right, with the commercial or without the commercial. And of course, being in advertising, I wanted the commercials, right, from 1968 or what, 1970. And do you know what one of the commercials was?
What's that?
Explaining to people, now this is a mass, I think it was MasterCard. This is a piece of plastic. It might look like plastic to you, but you can actually use this. You see the numbers here? This tells you that this is your card, right? And what it does is you go to a merchant, and do you remember he had the things?
Yeah, the knuckle busters.
The knuckle busters, right? And he goes, this is how you can buy stuff with this card. It was kind of neat.
And then they left the numbers on, and then they came back with the mag stripe that was on the back that had like 13 lines of code in this magnetic stripe, and you would swipe it through a little mini computer.
I never knew there was code in that. That I always thought it was just a mag. Did you know there was code in it?
Oh, there's code in it.
Because of the breach.
There's code in everything.
Because of the breach at the like gas stations where they put their cards in. Then they came out with EMV. EMV is the chip, right? And so now all that code is now put into that chip.
Wow. This is cool. I'd like to do another show with you, if you don't mind.
No.
This is all, and get your credit card guy in here, the credit guy. Would you come to that show?
It's actually a credit gal.
Gal? Okay.
Yep.
We're going to play another song of Michael Jackson, and then Maurice, you're getting on.
Right.
What song should we play of Michael Jackson that we haven't played? Why don't we play, I know what's his name said, Billy. Well,
Beat It.
Beat It. You know, and if I have, I'm going to have you call Salty Dog, just so you remember coincidences. Were we just on the phone with Salty Dog? So I just said to him, what song do you want me to play in your name? Salty Dog's Pulls? And he said, Beat It. And then I realized I asked you, and I really shouldn't have asked you because I already promised something to someone else.
It's all right.
I already promised Beat It.
Nope, we'll...
I'm talking too much. And then I asked you what song you want to play, and what did you say?
Beat It.
And then Salty Dog, you can call the station to verify that that's how it happened. So I satisfied two customers. Anyhow, that's just the truth. Play it. Michael Jackson.
talking about his solo show.
Yeah, so, okay, that was Beat It by Michael Jackson. And I need you to, my friend at Bros Pizza, we're doing a thing. There's going to be approximately 500 names, and this is all going to be put on the website. And you can win $250. What was your weight again? Yours was 11.2?
Yeah.
What was yours?
It was 7.1.
We have it all down, and we're going to put it on there. So it's all going to be transparent, and you win $250. My friend at Bros Pizza is having a baby at the end of July. And whoever can guess the weight, right, of the baby wins $250. If two people have the same weight, they do split the prize. So what do you think his baby's going to weigh? Keep in mind, he owns an Italian restaurant.
8.6 pounds.
Okay, so we got to put Mike down for 8.6. What did we have? Oh. Yeah, so 8.6. That's, you know what the average baby weighs? We found that out last week. 7.3. So anyhow, that's pretty cool. So what I'd like to do is have, I guess, do you want to like just, can you just, like, I'll leave. Can you want to be a host?
Sure, I'll be a host.
We're going to rate you, too, 1 to 10. We're all going to get, then I wanted also, before I do that, is that just to talk about the Salty Dog Pool. He was the guy that said, beat it, play that song, and then you said, play beat it. We just played it there. Salty Dog Pools. Think if you need pool service, it's Salty Dog. Do you know, he came down here with no money. And he does over $1 million a month now. Keep in mind, he came here with no money. He has 40 people working for him.
He takes credit cards, right?
Right, he takes credit cards, see? But I'm just saying to you, just think about that. What a story. It's just like when you talk to certain people that are just players, and if you know what I'm saying, they make it happen. Think, keep that in mind. He came down here with no money.
Brian, you made it happen with your stuff.
Well, yeah, that's true, too. But I'm just saying that's pretty cool. And then Terry from Ziegler, if you need transmission work done, he's there. My friend at Amco Transmission, because we do them also, Sam. Sam's going to be on the show next week. But Ziegler Transmissions, they're in Oldsmore. And Terry, that he's the owner there, and he does a great job. He does oil changes, all that type of stuff. So come on, sit here, my friend. You're going to sit here, and Mike's going to interview you about solar. See, we're going to put Mike in Paulie on the spot. And then also, when's your show? Just do that before he gets on.
It's Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. And it's Eat, Shop, and Play. So join us. We have Flora from Salon Bella Flora this Saturday. We're interviewing her, hearing more about her business. It's a great salon. And we're sponsored by Ultimate Image and Clothesline 2 and Warrior 1 Dunedin.
Well, good.
Yep.
Okay, so go ahead, Mike. Or someone asked,
I got
a question on solar.
So, Mauricio, I see that you work for Pro Solar. Can you tell us a little bit about what Pro Solar is, what differentiates you from the other folks that are out there that offer solar systems for the home?
You know, that's a great question because there's so much competition with this and there's so much confusion also. And it's a subject that people are not bothered by because you just pay your electric bill and you're done with it, you know, and keep going. It's a fact of life. But here with solar, you know, coming in is... You want to have somebody that's going to be in your side, you know, like any other company. With Pro Solar, what I found out is that their quality of installation is one of the things that stands out to me. The quality of the product is all true and tested in the Virgin Islands and all in the Caribbean. And so they bring a better standard.
Great.
You know, when they do installations, you know, they do a low profile setting on there. As far as the equipment goes, everything is very similar to other companies, but we're using Enium inverters, which actually create your DC power from the solar panels to alternate current immediately out of each panel. By that way, they can monitor each panel, how it works. You know, there's an application you can set on your phone and actually look at how your power is working. So this is what it's bringing to your home, not just the savings, because that's our goal, is to for you to have something without paying anything extra,
right,
other than what you're already paying. We want to accomplish lowering your power bill. We also want to even it out. Let's say you pay $200, you know, let's say if we can give you a savings of $150, you know, with the system, and lower your power bill to a $9 or a $6 power bill, because this works with a two-way meter. Solar's not going to work at night. So it's going to, your home is still going to use some of the power from the power company. But with the power companies in this area, they give you back the same amount of money that you pay from them for what you give them back during peak hours.
Okay.
So that's the good thing, you know. So you want to lower the bill fully, and you want to pay less for the equipment that you have.
So what is the, as a homeowner, what is the cost of the equipment? Because I'll be honest, when someone calls me at home and says, hey, this is Bill from solar, and I'm like, not interested.
It's a massive question, and it's so variable to the individual.
But, so you have payment plans, you can pay it in full, you have everything available to them.
Absolutely. And each one is different.
So call Maurice at Pro Solar Systems.
That's right, Maurice.
727-403-8375. Give me a call, you deal with me directly.
All right, Maurice, thanks for joining us today.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.